Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most mark-rich topics in the entire paper, business calculations. Whether you love numbers or they make you nervous, by the end of this episode, you'll have every formula locked in, you'll know exactly how to show you're working, and you'll be ready to pick up every single mark the examiner is offering. So let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the absolute foundation. Revenue. This is the total income a business earns from selling its goods or services. The formula is beautifully simple. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a business sells 500 units at £10 each, revenue is £5,000. Always write the formula first, then substitute your numbers. Examiners love to see that. Now, once you have revenue, you can start thinking about profit. But here's where students often lose marks. There are two types of profit you need to know. First, gross profit. This is revenue minus cost of sales. Cost of sales means the direct costs of making or buying the product, things like raw materials or the wholesale price of stock. So if our business has £5,000 revenue and £3,000 cost of sales, gross profit is £2,000. Second, net profit. This is gross profit minus other operating expenses. Those other expenses include things like rent, wages, marketing, and utility bills. So if our gross profit is £2,000 and other expenses total £800, net profit is £1,200. Here's a memory hook. Think of it as peeling an onion. Revenue is the whole onion. Peel off the cost of sales and you get gross profit. Peel off the other expenses and you reach net profit at the center. Now let's talk about profit margins. These are ratios that tell us how efficiently a business is turning sales into profit. The gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This gives you a percentage. Using our example, 2,000 divided by 5,000 times 100 equals 40%. That means for every pound of revenue, the business keeps 40 pence after direct costs. Net profit margin equals net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. In our example, 1,200 divided by 5,000 times 100 equals 24%. Why do these matter? Because examiners will ask you to calculate them and to interpret them. A higher margin means the business is more efficient. If margins are falling, that's a warning sign. Costs may be rising or prices may be too low. Next up, percentage change. This formula appears everywhere in business. In revenue growth, cost increases, profit changes. The formula is new value minus old value divided by old value multiplied by 100. So if a business's revenue grew from £40,000 to £50,000, the percentage change is 50,000 minus 40,000 divided by 40,000 times 100. That's 10,000 divided by 40,000 times 100, which equals 25%, a 25% increase. If the answer is negative, that means a decrease. Don't panic, just write it as a negative percentage and state clearly it's a fall. Now let's move to averages. In business, the mean average is most commonly used. You add up all the values and divide by how many there are. For example, if a shop's daily sales over 5 days are 100, 150, 200, 120, and 180 pounds, the mean is, add them all up, that's 750, then divide by 5, giving a mean of 150 pounds per day. Averages help businesses spot trends and plan ahead. An examiner might ask you to calculate an average and then explain what it tells the business owner. Now, for average rate of return, this is used to evaluate investments. The formula is average annual profit divided by cost of investment multiplied by 100. To find average annual profit, take the total profit over the investment period and divide by the number of years. Example, a business invests £50,000 in new machinery. Over 5 years, total profit from this investment is £30,000. Average annual profit is £30,000 divided by 5, which equals £6,000. Average rate of return is £6,000 divided by £50,000 times 100. Equals 12%. The business would then compare this 12% to other options, like putting the money in a bank. If the bank offers 3% interest, the investment looks attractive. If another investment offers 15%, this one looks less appealing. Finally, and this is a big one, cash flow forecasts. A cash flow forecast predicts the movement of cash into and out of a business over a future period, usually month by month. The key terms you must know: total inflows, all cash coming into the business; total outflows, all cash going out. Net cash flow equals total inflows minus total outflows. Opening balance, the cash at the start of the month. Closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow. And crucially, the closing balance of 1 month becomes the opening balance of the next month. If net cash flow is negative, the business is spending more than it earns that month. If the closing balance goes negative, the business has a cash flow problem and may need a bank overdraft or loan. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks. Tip number 1, always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks. Write the formula, substitute the numbers, show each step. Examiners are trained to award marks for correct method even when arithmetic slips up. Tip number 2, memorize every formula. You will not be given a formula sheet in the exam. Write them out every day until they're automatic. Revenue equals price times quantity. Gross profit equals revenue minus cost of sales. Net profit equals gross profit minus other expenses. Gross profit margin equals gross profit over revenue times 100. Net profit margin equals net profit over revenue times 100. Percentage change equals new minus old over old times 100. Average rate of return equals average annual profit over cost of investment times 100. Tip number 3, include units and percentage signs. If the answer is in pounds, write the pound sign. If it's a percentage, write the percent sign. Missing units, costs marks. Tip number 4, for cash flow questions, always check that your closing balance carries forward correctly as the next month's opening balance. This is the most common error in cash flow questions. Candidates forget to carry the balance forward. Tip number 5, when asked to analyze or evaluate a calculation result, don't just state the number. Explain what it means for the business. For example, the net profit margin of 12% means the business retains 12 pence of every pound of revenue as net profit. This is relatively healthy, suggesting the business is managing its costs effectively. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, confusing. Gross profit with net profit. Remember, gross profit only deducts cost of sales. Net profit deducts everything. Number 2, getting the percentage change formula backwards. Always, it's new minus old, not old minus new. Number 3, forgetting to multiply by 100 when calculating margins and percentages. Number 4, in average rate of return, using total profit instead of average annual profit. Always divide total profit by the number of years first. Section 3, quickfire, recall, quiz. Let's test your memory. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is the formula for revenue? Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. Question 2, a business has revenue of 80,000 pounds and cost of sales of 50,000 pounds. What is the gross profit? Gross profit equals 80,000 minus 50,000, which is 30,000 pounds. Question 3, what is the formula for gross profit margin? Gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Question 4, revenue last year was 60,000 pounds. This year it is 72,000 pounds. What is the percentage change? 72,000 minus 60,000 equals 12,000. 12,000 divided by 60,000 times 100 equals 20% increase. Question 5. In a cash flow forecast, the opening balance in March is negative 200 pounds and net cash flow is positive 800 pounds. What is the closing balance? Negative 200 plus 800 equals positive 600 pounds. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's recap the key takeaways. Revenue is the starting point. Price times quantity. Gross profit strips out cost of sales. Net profit strips out all expenses. Profit margins express these as percentages of revenue. Higher is better. percentage change uses new minus old over old times 100. Average rate of return compares annual profit to investment cost as a percentage. Cash flow forecasts track inflows, outflows, net cash flow, and balances month by month. Your three golden rules for the exam. Show every step of working, include units and percentage signs, and always interpret your answer in context. Keep practicing these calculations with different numbers until the formulas feel completely natural. The more you practice, the faster and more accurate you'll be under exam conditions. Good luck. You've absolutely got this. See you in the next episode.